Welcome to She Knows SEO. My name is Nina Clapperton, and I am the founder of She Knows SEO. I'm so excited to be sharing SEO and AI tips with you to help you grow your website to its ultimate peaks. This is not your usual podcast, and that's because it started as a YouTube channel. So all of the videos were turned into a podcast feed, and if you're listening to this message, that means that the video was pre-made before I had this podcast channel. That means that they kind of dive right in and that they are typically more video first. So I may refer to things on the screen that you cannot see. However, if you go to @SheKnowsSEO over on YouTube, you'll be able to watch the video that accompanies it and see what I might be referring to. I also was not optimizing for audio at the time, so I apologize if some are quieter than others or aren't quite perfect in audio quality. If you can look past that, you are going to love this podcast where I share all of my SEO and AI tips. In fact, we're going to dive right into an episode right now that is exactly that. Just before we dive in, this episode is brought to you by She Knows SEO. It's sponsored by my ChatGPT Blogging Blueprint course. If you want to learn more about how to write with AI and automate your business so that you can 10 times your output, I recommend checking out my ChatGPT Blogging Blueprint course. It includes over 350 prompts that any online business owner can use to write blogs, repurpose content, write social media posts, and create online products. You can find that at sheknowsseo.co/everything. Join the course and you'll be able to get time back so that you can enjoy your life while still scaling your content creation and your income.
We've got some Twitter drama, and it's my favorite kind of Twitter drama because it is SEO and kind of legal drama and kind of AI drama, kind of all of my things mixed together, and it's about travel blogs. It is basically Nina drama perfection. Not that I enjoy drama, to be fair, I actively hate it. But I think this is a really interesting thread I wanted to go through that went like minorly viral, not fully viral, but like was very popular in the SEO sphere. And we're already seeing a couple articles come out now about it. It's been retweeted a ton of times, and I've seen lots of threads on their like tweets as well as comments on this tweet. So yeah, I think it's important to talk about, and I'm sure someone will eventually ask me about it, but it hasn't happened yet, so I'm trying to get ahead of it. So if you don't know Travel Lemming, it is a travel blog. And it's one that does appear in the SERPs a lot for a variety of terms. It's one of those ones that people often kind of get frustrated with where it's like, oh, well, they always rank. And it's because like they have experience, they do have a decent content strategy. I don't have like great experience with the blog. I don't really know it that well. So I'm not going to comment on like how amazing I think it is or if I think it's trash. I don't know. Genuinely, I just don't. I've had people message me about it saying both before in the past when they're a competitor. That happens every once in a while. Everyone's going to be salty about some brands once in a while, so I don't know if it's actually got any issues, but that's kind of irrelevant to this anyway. I just want to say that like it is a travel blog, and it is not like a beginner travel blog. It's been around for a while. So Nate of Travel Lemming posted on their Twitter account saying that like basically this new knowledge graph from Google shouldn't be legal and that this is a problem. And yeah, I can kind of see it. So I actually like went back and forth when I first read it. My instinctive reaction, which I don't think is a good reaction, and this was a gut reaction of mine, was just like, oh, someone else complaining. Like, and that's not okay. But that's how burnt out I am now with like any mention of the Google results. Because like they have become hot garbage in many ways, but not with every result. And that's the thing that I think is important, is I've also had people come to me like straight up crying because of how mean people are being, saying like everything ranking right now is trash. Not everything. A lot of things, yes, but not everything. And I think we need to be a little bit careful with our language because some people are seeing success and they deserve that success. Like, it is not to say that they don't deserve it. That being said, there are plenty of SERP results where none of those top 10 should be anywhere near them. And typically that's more to do with like businesses and forums and things like that. Now, this has nothing to do with that. This is to do with a knowledge graph. And if you don't know what a knowledge graph is, it's this. It's basically like, I call them widgets often, but it's like a type of widget that appears at the top of the search results. So kind of where you would see a featured snippet or like the map or the weather kind of widgets that show up there. I was going to call it a plugin. It's not a plugin. but that's where like things will show up at the top. And it is important to notice these new things. Now, these started rolling out earlier this year in test format, and they were testing like how they were going to credit people and things like that. And we have had them for a while for some stuff, not for everything, but for some stuff around the web. And the problem is they're getting more popular now. Google's really rolling them out kind of, it seems like they're like a part of SGE. And so since the helpful content update, I have seen a lot more of these. That was something I did notice in my audit that I think I forgot to mention in the public review, but I think I mentioned it to my roadmappers. I've done a lot of talking about this recently, so I don't remember where I mentioned it. But things like this are one of the reasons why lowered clicks without position changes are happening. So I've seen people whose position did not move, whose impressions did not change, but their click rate dropped. And when I went to look, I'm like, no, the title is good. It all makes sense. But now there's a widget above it. And I mentioned that to my roadmappers as well, kind of right after the helpful content update when I was looking at some of my results. And I was like, this one didn't move, well, in the top 10, but it did get pushed down because now there's this thing that does answer the question above me. And this thing is basically Google generated. The problem with that is, as you can see here, it says from sources across the web. Now, if I were to write a research paper and submit it to my professor that just says from sources across the web, I would not be allowed to turn that in. Like it would immediately be a fail. And that's how that works for any sort of like copyright thing too, where you can't just say, oh, I talked to some people. Like you have to verify where you got things from. You have to verify your sources and you have to give credit. And especially for something like this, where it is original photos that are being taken from the article that is typically right beneath it or maybe a couple beneath it. And it seems like every now and then it kind of varies a little bit as to whether or not it directly pulls content from the site. Now we've had the featured snippet for a while. I will say like I am newer to the SEO world. I've only known about SEO since January 2021. Featured snippets were kind of already a thing then, or at least they were semi-accepted at that point. I don't think they'll ever be fully accepted. But when they first rolled out, people were panicked and they were like, okay, well, Google's stealing our searches. And that's what we're kind of seeing here is that like Google is creating something that is an answer to the query that might be better or easier for the user than what the websites have. And that's where we get things like this where, okay, with featured snippets, it would list like 5 or 10 things. So it wasn't really enough. It didn't really go in depth. But here you can get, first of all, kind of an interactive, which I think is also an important note people are missing, because interactive things are more interesting to the user. I mean, the amount of times that people will comment on my videos and go like, oh, well, you should have things jumping around and make it more interactive or more like eye-catching. I'm not going to do that. I don't care enough. I'm giving you guys helpful information. I don't know how to edit. We're doing it the way we're doing it. Even right now, I'm lying on my couch and Theo is snoring into my armpit and I'm not going to move because he's comfy. And I don't even know where my microphone is. I think it's upstairs somewhere. So the problem is this is clean. It's simple. It's good for user experience. And it's also interactive, which makes it more appealing to them. It also gives them the information they need at a glance. They don't have to go and like read a full blog post. I mean, how many times have we seen people complain about those recipe posts? And it's kind of a thing that Google forced us to do, but now Google's mad that we've done it. And so they're trying to find ways around it. And doing something like this is frustrating. Now, part of me goes like, well, this is pretty basic stuff. Like Google and any AI could have generated Mexico travel tips that are like, don't drink the water, buy a SIM card, stuff like that. Some of them are a little bit more specific, but a fair number of these are kind of basic, I don't know, tips that you would find anywhere for anything. So those don't feel as bad to me for it to use. But what does feel bad is when they're pulling original images or when they're directly copying content from the site and then like putting it in there with barely an attribution. And even when there is an attribution, why would someone click through now? And especially if you're showing basically the entire results, then there's no incentive. Where with featured snippets, at least, there was something missing. It could only be so long, so they needed to go to that site to read more. This can be as long as it wants, really. And that's where I think people are getting upset. Now, when Nate highlighted this, a lot of people did kind of notice the same thing, that Google is adding more and more of these different types of widgets above the fold, basically in the first load, that are maybe more appealing to the user. And I do think it's about Google trying to satisfy user experience, but very much at like to the detriment of content creators, which is frustrating. But I think they've proved this year that they do not care about us. And I think we've known that for a while, unfortunately, but we really don't have any legal recourse. So Nate actually mentions, I mean, a little braggy, top law school in the world, but it does, like, they raise a good point here. This is the problem with AI across the board, is that so many companies are so focused on creating the fun new AI thing, but no one is focused on regulating the fun new AI thing or creating, yeah, things like a fair use policy here with AI in this kind of circumstance, and especially with SGE rolling out next year as well. I know a lot of people are really worried for it. I am reserving my worry because I'm an anxious person. I need all that anxiety every day to worry about what spoon I'm eating with and stuff like that. But I also like don't know what's going to happen, and they've already had to shift it so many times because people have been pissed about the lack of attribution, that like the fact that no governing body has gotten involved is kind of ridiculous. And the fact that no other businesses have stepped up for it is also kind of ridiculous. And I mean, even we're seeing like TikTok and YouTube like setting that you have to report if you're using AI content. Google could have done that. I think it's harder for them to detect it for sure, but like they could have technically made that a rule if they wanted to, and they didn't. So I think this is part of the problem we're seeing here, is that Google's monopoly is continuing to be like out of control and a bit unhinged. And so they're doing whatever they want. Now I want to give credit where credit's due. Danny, who is like the, who runs a search liaison account, is amazing. Like that poor person has to put up with so many people. Like it's basically a customer service role, right? Like it's not, they're not running the algorithm. There's other people doing that. And I don't think they even fully know the algorithm, because I don't think Google knows the algorithm to some extent, since they use AI to make part of it. And like, it's always learning. And when something's always learning, you don't always know what it learned. It happens. Fair. But they did come up and basically say like, yep, there's some issues. We're going to talk to the team about it. Send on like these issues. And like, I don't know. They tried to point out that there is attribution. It's hinky attribution. And like, let's be real, like, how does this benefit us? Like even having an image of yours reused somewhere else, there's a reason that that's not something that like content creators allow. There's a reason that UGC content exists. If a brand were to take one of my videos, or I don't know, a picture of Theo or something, and use it to sell their product, I could sue them, because they are using my content, something that I created that I own the copyright to. And that's what these original images are. Like there's Nate, I believe, or his partner or friend or someone is in these. Like they're actually of him. Like it's not even, or pardon me, of them. I don't know how they identify. But it's like they're in it. Like you can't even pretend that it's like, oh no, it might just be stock. No, it's their original photo. If that happened, and actually this happened to me recently as well, where a tourism board in Canada found an old picture of mine from 2 years ago on my Instagram and put it in like a little carousel that they had about like winter festivities. The problem with that is I didn't consent to that. At the time when I put that on my Instagram, I had like no followers. My blog was doing nothing. I shared it basically with friends. And like, yes, to some extent, I fully understand when you put something online, you are technically consenting to anyone seeing it. Even if it's behind a paywall, there are ways around paywalls. People know how to do it and they will do it. So it's like, if you're going to put up a photo of you, you have to expect that someone might see it. I get that, but that brand was using it to, or the tourism board was using it to like advertise this event. And they might not have made money off of that event, but they would get traffic off of that. They were getting likes and clicks and things like that, that an engagement off of something I created, and I was getting nothing. I got an attribute, like, I don't know, they tagged me, I guess, the third scroll through the caption. How does that benefit me? If I had actually been the kind of person that, like, does Instagram and takes the time to, like, record the reel and, like, take the photos and stage things, even that, to be honest, like, my friend and I, we did a photo shoot, just the two of us with my tripod, at the Christmas market, and like it did take us an afternoon. We did it for fun, but that was still an afternoon of our lives. And so if some brand is going to like get some benefit from that, we should get a benefit. And that's kind of, I think, the best way to think about it here. Cause to some extent it does feel, I don't know, a little bit Like, it's still nice to be like, oh, but Google liked my stuff enough to put it high or whatever. No, it just kind of sucks. And it sucks especially with the images. Like, I actually think it's better if the images weren't being used, because I do think images are harder to create and to curate and to get than, like, just to write content. Because I can write content right now lying on my couch in sweatpants. I don't have to have makeup on. I don't have to wait for lighting. Like, there's so many factors I don't need to have right to write something. But to get the right photo, there's so many factors that have to be right. And I think that's why it's almost worse. I'm not saying I want anyone to steal content. I think that'd be very, very bad. You don't want that. But we do want, we want good content, and we want our content to be attributed to us, especially for taking the time to create it. And even here, like, someone at a glance wouldn't know where Google got this information, and they might think that Google just knows best. And I think, like, especially if they can get the description of it for something like a things to do post, where a user doesn't really want the 5,000 word post that Google was kind of training us to provide, this is an issue. So definitely I recommend scrolling through this and giving, like, your thoughts and opinions, both, like, comment below and also maybe, like, add here. I will say what I thought was the best part of this was Nate's response to Danny, which was kind. It was not like, okay, Danny, you're scum of the earth or something. And it wasn't like cussing out Google, but it was saying that, like, things aren't good right now. And one of the kind of interesting ways that Nate, and this is how I know, first of all, this is definitely the way a lawyer thinks as well as a marketer. And you can tell, I don't know, I also worked in law for a bit, so my brain would have done the same thing, I think. But they're talking about, like, kind of how they're handling this stuff. And one thing that they mentioned is like, okay, well, we are diversifying already. Oh, and here are some of the ways we're diversifying. Like, we're doing tours now, and we have these extra things that we're offering. We're doing, like, a master, or not master class, a membership, and we've got products. And, like, for a viral-ish tweet, I don't really know what makes a viral tweet. I don't know if there's, like, a number. I would say this is a viral tweet. For something that is, like, so seen and being talked about so much, and I think a very well-written and, like, well-argued case, for them to, like, just casually mention these extra things that we're doing, especially because so many of us are going to read this line by line, I thought that was so smart and so intelligent of them to do, and a great kind of community building effort, but also, like, kind of a lead gen and sales kind of tactic that I think is really, really strong, actually. But yeah, once again, I think Danny did a good job, and that, like, Google right now is struggling, and they're literally telling us, like, hey, just let us know if you don't like the results or if you see spam or whatever. That's kind of on you guys to deal with. If we could just, like, upvote whatever we wanted to rank, we would be Reddit, and, like, Reddit has its own issues for that. So the algorithm, like, actually needs to work, or, like, leave us out of it, or you fully need to involve us. And they're not doing either of the two yet. Like, they're kind of hovering in the middle, and that's a challenge. The last thing I'll say is, and this is a very separate argument I haven't seen anyone make yet, is, like, there are legitimate safety concerns with this too. So think about, like, we put images on our blog pretty indiscriminately when we want to. So we might have photos of ourselves, we might have photos of just, like, strangers walking past us. Maybe you put a photo with a friend, but it was, like, the 10th image on the page, so you never really thought a lot of people would see it, whatever. The problem is, like, there are safety concerns when someone's face is put kind of on a billboard, which is what the front page of Google and the first, like, result is, to have someone's face plastered there without their consent, even if it is your own face. So, like, I would be kind of disconcerted. No, I'd be fully disconcerted to see my face showing up if someone searched, like, things to do in Victoria, where I live now. Like, I haven't written that post, so it won't. Just so you guys know, don't try and search for me there. I don't have content on it. But, like, to see my face show up would be very, very strange. Now, it would also be weird because I have bad photos, but I wouldn't have given my consent for Google to use that image in that way. And there can be issues with, like, a lot of women have stalkers and things like that in the online industry. And so putting someone's face up in that way could genuinely be jeopardizing their safety. It could also be with, like, abusive partners. You don't know what sets that person off. So if suddenly they see a photo of you in the top, like, little area of Google, that could be a huge concern. And, like, I have had history with these things, and it makes me very uncomfortable to see issues like this where, like, I think consent is always so important. It's the reason that, like, I don't put other people's pictures on my site. And the second that tourism board had that photo up of myself and my friend, I was more concerned about my friend because they had not consented to that. If it was just me, maybe I would have negotiated something or tried something. But I basically said, I'm like, this, you do not have consent for this photo. Please take it down immediately. Remove credit, whatever you need to do, but like get rid of it now. And in future, please contact people because you don't know. Like me with like back then, I think I had 400 Instagram followers and they were like just friends. But like a major tourism board that has tens of thousands of followers, there's a difference between even consenting to like have something shown in a minor scale and in a public scale. It's the exact same issue. And this is going to get like weirdly political, I guess, or like maybe polarizing, but it's the same as like if someone sent a topless photo to a partner or if they sent it to like be put on the big screen at like a baseball game. Very different things. And like, I think all of us can understand that. And I do want to get a bit dramatic with it because I think you need to feel that feeling to understand how violating this can feel for some people and how scary this can feel for some people. Because sometimes a photo of someone's face is enough to elicit that response for themselves. So just, I'm very frustrated that this came out of Google. And I thought when they were doing it that it was just at first text, and that felt safer to me at least. I didn't love it, but whatever, it happens. And unfortunately, like we can't control that. So I was like, okay, you know what? I guess fair game. But did it stop being fair game? And this is something I think we're going to keep seeing discussions around, especially as SGE is on the cusp of rolling out. And yeah, I'm worried for how this is going to hurt people's mental and physical health more than I care about like search results and things like that. I care a lot more about people who I am seeing who are not mentally stable, having their entire life ripped away from them in a career that like they built the brand, they did the stuff right, they did not do the black hat stuff, and they were already succeeding and they had the audience, and now they're feeling so unstable. And when you're in that position, you don't treat yourself well and you can do dangerous things, and Google is not caring about that, and that's really, really challenging right now. Again, not that a billion-dollar company is going to like care about you, but they should be a little bit better. And it's really, really frustrating to me that they have not given any consideration here. So I'm very hopeful that because Danny did pass this on to their team, that something will be said. Maybe that even just like in these little areas, maybe they'll just stop doing the preview. If they just did this with like just like a list of the places, that's not super new. That's happened for a while. Usually it pulls from like TripAdvisor or something though. But like if they even just had like just these things listed and then credit beneath it or like read more, and if you clicked on that, you went to the website, that I would be much more comfortable with. And if they got rid of the image, or if they could at least use their algorithm to detect if there's a freaking person in it, that is not hard to do. It is very easy to be like, is there a person here? My like Apple Photos can do it and then identify me across all of my photos, no matter what my hair color is, how like my face is turned, the weird faces I would make to send photos to friends. Like it knows it's me. Google's algorithm could do the exact same thing, and they've chosen not to do that. And that troubles me. So yeah, I'll link this video if you guys want to go check it out, but I think it is really interesting and a very intense discussion that has to happen. And as someone who like, I'm very fascinated by law, I'm really interested in it. As someone who's like kind of been in that world, and copyright law was my favorite law. I know I'm kind of boring, but I really, really liked it. So I'm very interested to see what happens, but I think action needs to be taken immediately. And the fact that nothing has been done is frustrating, and the fact that like, I mean, we see in government all the time, there's issues of like just nothing moving. This is like a critical issue that needs to move very, very quickly, and they haven't done anything yet. So I would like to see some regulation, just at least that like, I don't really care what the regulations are to some extent. Like at least if we could have clear cut rules, I think that would be better, because then we all know what game we're playing. If Google had been doing this from the beginning and we had understood that and opted into it, that would be better to me, because at least you know what you're getting into. None of us knew this necessarily when we signed up. Maybe you did, and if you're fine with it, that's totally fine. I'm not saying you have to be mad about this, but I think we need to be concerned, whether or not for ourselves, for other people. And yeah, the safety concern is really what troubles me. And even like people with body dysmorphia and eating disorders, seeing yourself plastered on Google that way That's a lot. And especially, like, I can only imagine that they're doing this for women in bikinis when you're talking about, like, things to do in Mexico or whatever. I would not be okay if my photo was up there. And there's a reason that I typically don't share photos like that. However, once in a while, like, one of us might. I have a post on, like, one of my sites about my body image issues that has photos of me in it. And if those photos were plastered on, like, the preview of Google there, not credited to me, that would be really, really hard. And I think they just need to, I don't know, they need like a sensitivity reader or something. Maybe they need like a human liaison that just tells them how to be human at this point, because that feels like that's what they're missing. So yeah, what do you think? How do you feel this is going? Do you feel pro this, anti this? I'd love to know. And I'm not trying to, like, even though I teach SEO, I'm not saying Google is perfect. I'm not saying the results are amazing. I definitely do think some of the results are good. I have seen great sites grow during this period that are outranking spammy nonsense. But on the flip side, I'm seeing plenty of sites that were great being outranked by spammy nonsense. So I think Google just flipped the coin and then, I don't know, threw the coin in the ocean and then a Kraken ate it or something, and then things got weird. So hopefully in the 2024, we see things fixed. My prediction is that, like, and I'm making this prediction not because I think it'll happen, but I guess my manifestation actually is that, like, because I wasn't trying to be, sorry, I was like ADHD thinking there. Basically, I want to make a prediction because I hope I can manifest it into existing, that Google will just figure its shit out and go back to being something that, like, is usable and functional. And even though they never really cared about creators and they never really cared about our opinions or our concerns or anything, if they could just do a slightly better job, do what we had before, and then just do a little bit extra to improve whatever rankings they want to improve. And yeah, like, I mean, if I could, I would wish number one rankings upon everyone for every single post they write, but that's not going to exist. But I do think they need to, like, at least clear up the playing field and then knock some of, like, the really bad things that are existing out of the top 10, because it is... Yeah, I've just started using TikTok now. I've been searching on TikTok, and I don't know, maybe this is some conspiracy that TikTok is trying to buy Google or something. So they've told them, please trash yourselves and we'll give you some shares or something. I don't know. But yeah, I hope this was interesting. And if you guys have questions, let me know. Obviously, I can't speak to what Google's going to do. So I guess actually more so don't ask questions. Just share your opinions on this and vent a little bit if you want to.
This podcast has been brought to you by She Knows SEO. I want to offer you a quick freebie to help you improve your output with AI. If you struggle with AI sounding like a peppy robot, I have the solution for you. All you need is a style guide. Go to sheknowsseo.co/style and you'll get my free ChatGPT style guide template. You will get a complete style guide to have AI actually sound like you so that you can save tons of time editing. Again, you can find that at sheknowsseo.co/style.